Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Who is this?
Jean from Fort Worth.
Oh, hi there, Jean. This is Jeannie Zedian. I'm actually in Oregon today, but I live in Arizona.
Oh, I'm on my cell phone, and I need to know the code to mute my phone.
Oh, it's star 6.
Star 6, and to come back on?
Would be the same thing.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Good morning. Who else has joined us? This is Jeannie Zedian with the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there, is that Dottie?
Yeah, it is.
How are you this morning?
Jeannie, I can tell by the laugh.
Yep, that's me. You know, my little brother laughs, I think, and maybe we have the same laugh.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, I can see him doing that laugh. I don't see myself doing it, but maybe I do. I must.
You don't even realize it.
Yeah.
If my sister was on the call, you would think it was me.
Is that right?
She's got so much alive. Oh, yeah, unbelievable. My parents couldn't even tell the difference between the two of us.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Good morning. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. This is Jeannie.
Good morning. It's Lee.
Hi, Lee. Good morning.
It is good. It's the last morning I have two little poodles.
Oh.
So it's very good.
Yeah. How long have you had them?
About 8 days. Plus
dog.
You can't tell who's what, so I'm just thankful to get rid of poodle chip, and I'm not, you know, I have to watch him more because of neighbors and stuff like that. So I'm just thankful tonight is coming. My daughter's driving 12 and a half hours from Colorado.
Ah, is that two dogs that belong to?
It's a long drive. I think it's too long for a 55-year-old woman, but... your children don't listen to you.
True. Does she make that trip a lot?
Well, no, about once a year or something. This will be the last time. She'll be a senior at the University of Colorado, my grandchild,
okay.
So.
Well, good. Who else has joined us this morning? Let's just say hello.
Good morning, this is Onita. I've got my mouth full.
Good morning, Onita.
Go back on mute.
Okay. Thanks for saying hello. It's always good to hear you. Anybody else want to say good morning? I picked up I'm in Oregon right now where it's been raining for a few days. It's been kind of nice, actually. From Arizona. Anyway, I picked up a stack of magazines to bring with me, and this one is last summer's Vegetarian Times. But anyway, I was reading about peaches. I picked up nectarines, not peaches, at the grocery store. I know they're on the dirty dozen list, but I found some organic ones. But they were talking about the nutritional profile of a peach. Does everybody like peaches?
I do.
Yeah, this one, it says 1 cup of raw peach slices contains 60 calories, 293 milligrams of potassium, 502 international units of vitamin A, and 10 milligrams of vitamin C. Like, no, I didn't know that.
Why is it on your dirty dozen list?
All right, that all be, as far as the pesticides and things, it's better to buy organic.
Oh, okay. Oh, I mean that way.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to use them.
No, I guess I should make my a better statement about that in case somebody's new. Yeah, definitely.
It's the lowest in calories, as far as one of the lowest in calories, as far as volume.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love them. And they talked about if you have, they ripen, you know, after you pick them, and it says you can put underripe peaches in a paper bag with an apple and place it on the counter, and the bag traps the ethylene, a natural gas released by the fruit, especially apples, to speed up the ripening. You'll have perfect peaches in 2 to 3 days. Wow, really.
Huh.
So there's an idea for you.
Yeah, that's funny that you said that. I bought a couple of them, and they were very high. And I says, oh, shoot, you know, and I didn't want to leave them outside because I was afraid they'd get that, you know, that real mushy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I remember brown bagging other things, but you said put it with an apple. I thought that was interesting. I put mine, I bought these probably 3 days ago, these nectarines. I put them in the green bag, set them on the counter, and they're feeling really good.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah, like they're ready to be eaten.
Yeah. I know, I bought a cantaloupe a few days ago and sat it on the counter, and, oh, when I cut into it yesterday, it was, like, phenomenal. It was so
really
good. It was sweet, yeah. You know, I didn't know what the, you know, how long we're going to have them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, at a reasonable price, let's put it that way.
Sure, sure. Who else has joined us this morning?
Hi, this is Linda Brown from Vancouver.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. How is it up in Vancouver? Are you in Washington?
Yeah, it's wet. It's raining.
Yeah. I'm in Salem, Oregon.
Ah, so you're getting it too.
Yeah, yeah. I did peek out the window this morning. We're supposed to clear up a little bit maybe for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to Portland, there's a vegan restaurant. Completely vegan.
Yeah, I hear there's lots of them there. Which one?
I just know of one. What's it called? That I saw it on the internet.
Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah, it was the Natural Life. It's because they have one down here. I can go and find it. It's, I think it's Aviat, but then it says Natural Foods or something. It's in on the. It's on a computer, but I'll find my sheet because there's, like I said, there's one down here, and there's one in Portland. And I went to the one down here, and that was delirious, the lime parfait and the cheesecake and the hamburger and everything.
It was delirious.
It was wonderful.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, are you going to Portland? Jeannie,
well,
are you going
to Portland? Well, probably not, but you never know, I might get up there.
Well, I'll put it up.
Okay. Yeah, and Linda's in Vancouver, which is across the river from Portland.
Right, so I'm right next door to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I could buzz over there for lunch.
Oh, they have they have everything from appetizers to lunch completely vegan. They even had ranch dressing, they had just, and it was good. And the chicken, they say save the chicken. And it actually does taste like chicken. It's soy and flour or something, but it's completely vegan.
Hmm. I'll have to Google it on the internet. I'll find it.
Yeah, Google. All you have to do is Google and say vegan restaurant, Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And that will show it to you. That's because I did it down here and did Google Restaurant Costa Mesa, and that's how I found it, and then it showed that there was one in Portland.
Hmm. Cool.
That's great. Well, good. Anybody else want to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Well, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. For those of you who are here and you've been here before, and if there is someone that hasn't been here before, purpose for this call is to provide the most current nutritional advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And, you know, just feeling better is always a good thing. And we've discovered through a book called The China Study from T. Colin Campbell about a whole grain, plant-based diet.
Good
and
morning.
How that's just a good way to go. Good morning. Oh. Are you walking, Dottie?
I am. Sorry.
Dottie greeting her friend. That's nice. That's okay. But anyway, you know, that's okay. It's all right. And so, you know, when the greatest level of health is attained, everything is so much better. So in this book, The China Study, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. And most of us are utilizing cutting-edge wellness technologies that are just amazing, made available by Nikan Incorporated. So if you find anything helpful on this call, you see benefit in anything that you've learned, we just ask you to pass on the call number and the time to other people. So good morning. Anybody have something they'd like to talk about, any questions, or is there any new person on the call perhaps that maybe has a question about anything regarding lifestyle?
I wonder if anybody saw Dr. Oz on Tuesday.
No.
I got awful one question, right?
Yeah, I was doing fine too. It's interesting how it was a test actually. Well, I don't remember whether it was 20 questions or how many, but the very first question, do you remember what it was, Betty?
Oh no.
The very first question was on soup, and you had it was all multiple choice, and he believes that the poop should be S-shaped, and then the second question was on fiber, and there were choices. One of them was pancake. One of the poop questions was pancake, marble, or something like that, or S-shaped, or you know, you don't look. The second one was fiber. His answer, there was two low ones, and then 25, and then I think 35 or 38, and he went with 25, and you know, that's a good place to start as far as I'm concerned, but once you increase your fiber past 25, your poop no longer is S-shaped, as we all have found out if we've done that. And then the third question was it exercise?
Yeah.
Or was it water? Water. The third question was water. And how do you know if you've had enough? And Oprah's funny about this one. If you can read through your urine, then you've had enough water. It means that your urine is almost clear. So it was, and you know, it went on from there. But it was an interesting program. I don't remember seeing it before. It may have been one that I don't know. I don't remember it, though.
This is Anita, and I had seen it before, but it's been a while back. So.
Uh-huh. Every once in a while, either my VCR fails or I tape and I don't, whatever. But it was an interesting program.
I bet it was. Yeah, water is, that's the test that I use.
Mm-hmm.
I generally know that I'm a...
My Tai Chi teacher recommended, when she was talking about water on Monday, that you do at least if you're going to push water, do it in the morning. Because, first of all, your body needs it then, as we talked about, you know, Pedersen recommended, a quart first thing in the morning. And that way, you're more likely to be able to sleep through the night better if you do it earlier rather than later.
Okay.
But she wasn't saying don't drink all day either. So.
Somewhere I read that you're, and I thought this is impossible, but somewhere I either got it on the internet or what, but it says you should drink 4 glasses in the morning before you even eat.
Dr. Pedersen recommended something like
that. Is that what it was, Dr. Pedersen?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of water.
I do. Well, it depends on how many ounces your glass holds, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
I'm still actually getting about 3 before, so I guess
that would be a quart of water, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
Uh-huh. It's interesting that I don't run to the bathroom immediately thereafter, so your body really does need it.
Mhm. Mhm. I heard somebody say, "Pull your skin up on your hand, the back of your hand, to see
uh-huh.
if you're." Dehydrated. I did that recently.
Yeah.
And see how quickly it responds. And I did that. I was like, "Uh-oh!" So I went and got a glass of water.
That doesn't do any good when you're my age.
Just gonna say.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I know my husband.
I know my husband, when he's out working out in the yard, and he doesn't drink enough water, he'll start getting leg cramps. And he'll come right in and take two full glasses of water using the Mag Boys on the back of his car, because that's where he gets the cramps, and it goes away.
At least that's great.
At least he's smart enough to come in for the water.
Well, you know how men are.
That's what I'm saying. My husband wouldn't put the two together.
He put it together.
Yeah, that's great.
A little more education.
Yeah. But you know, they wait until that happens before they go and drink the water. That's the problem, you know?
Exactly.
Unless the woman is out there giving them the water. Make sure you're drinking the water.
We have a young man that was over here last night. He's in his early 20s, and last year when I saw him here in Oregon, he's a vegetarian, he says, but he doesn't eat vegetables, one of those kind of things. Well, anyway, he got married this summer, and he looks like a brand new person, and he was telling me how he met his wife and that kind of thing, and he says, you know, because I have my water system, we're in a extended stay hotel, and so we can cook, and I have my Aquaphor and my optimizer sitting here, and they go, oh yeah, you have that great water. And so we were talking about it, and he said, you know, my wife told me that if I quit drinking, he said, I would drink Mountain Dews, and he said, I drank several, I don't know how many a day, but he said, for the energy, because the work that he does requires a lot of energy, and I'm like, you know, when you're 20, you know, but anyway, he said, I replaced all of that with water, and he said, I am amazed that I have the same amount of energy without all that sugar and high fructose corn syrup, and he was just going through the list. So he says, do you think I could bring a gas? How long does the oxygen last in the water? And he was looking at the optimizer. I think it's a couple of days. Am I right, or is that the magnetic?
No.
No?
A couple of hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he said maybe I could fill up my jug and bring it with me the next day to work, you know, whatever. So
he'll still have high water.
Yeah, I said you can have as much water as you'd like. That's okay. So it's all a matter of education, and then when you're ready to hear it and who you hear it from, I think sometimes makes a difference.
They just had on TV This for That, and they were showing one of the, and it wasn't really a huge, huge cup of water, of soda in the movie, but I guess it maybe was a large one. Do you have any idea how many teaspoons of sugar is in just one of those good size, well, I don't think it was 32 ounces, but whatever it was, of soda?
Oh,
27 in that size, whatever it was. They didn't specifically say how many ounces it was. Yeah, but it wasn't.
Wow.
Vitamin water is not good.
I see people drinking that, and I'm like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Amazing what advertising will do.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, I think people really want to do good things for their body, but they're just confused. Like Dr. Campbell said in his book, you know, he hopes to unconfuse some people. Which it worked for me, you know.
Well, I know that last night's call, the Nikin call, they were supposed to have Dr. Nadu on. And I guess he wasn't feeling well, and he had a European tour that he was going on, so he wanted to save his voice and energy and whatever. And Dr. Bodek was the one that did the call. And, you know, they were just doing a presentation about Nikin and all that. And when she got to the water system and everything, she really went in more depth because that's her expertise, you know. And she was saying how important it is for the water, especially for the vertebrae, to keep them hydrated and all that kind of good stuff. That was really a good call.
Oh, for the joints, all the joints, not just the vertebrae?
Well, I mean, the whole body, too. Right. But, I mean, you know, she went into more depth about it. She says, I want to get on my bandwagon. She says, about the water. But the water is good.
She, she talked about, thanks for that reminder, Dottie, because she, being a doctor of chiropractic, she talked about when you're, you know, how some, in the morning you can be taller than in the evening, and she talked about the water between the discs and how it depletes as the day goes on.
Right.
And so when you sleep, when you're lying down, the water will hydrate back into your spine because you're not standing up, you're lying flat, you know, you're lying down, and it replaces itself in there, and how important water is for, that's why it can help back problems, you know?
That's a better explanation.
Well, no, it just came back to my mind because my husband and I have been seeing chiropractors for years, but we hardly go anymore since we've had our wellness home and all the technologies and, you know, and being here, we've been lifting a lot of things, loading and unloading trucks and vans and setting up for the show here in Oregon, and I've worn my back flex every day, and I tell you, my back doesn't bother me, so it's really... really awesome, and drinking lots of water too. So that's good.
And of course, sleeping on the sleep system also helps with all that.
Yes, right now I'm sleeping on the Kinko seat, mm-hmm. and Ricky's sleeping on our demo pad. We have our comforter pillows, and I bring as much of that stuff with me as I can.
Mm.
So I may have to just get a wider demo pad. Anyway, that's great. Any other questions or comments? That's good stuff we're talking about here. She also said, somebody asked about osteodense and someone getting constipation.
Right, yeah.
And she said, check your calcium levels, especially calcium carbonate. If you're taking too much, sometimes that can cause constipation of the calcium.
You know, it's funny, too, because I always heard that the citrate is better. Calcium citrate is better than the carbonate. The carbonate
mm-hmm.
is not that. It doesn't absorb well in the body.
Mm-hmm. That's why she said especially the carbonate, that's going to clog up.
But it was funny because I had somebody that was on it, and they were constipated. I think I brought it up at the call one time. And, when she mentioned about the carbonate, I said, geez, you know what, that's the cheapest calcium, and I bet you that's what my friend has. She's probably taking that.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you hear frequently that calcium does cause constipation for a lot of people. And I guess it does depend on which one you're using. Interesting point.
Yeah, because I've never heard of it. You know, I've never heard of it.
Calcium constipating?
Problem. Yeah.
Hmm.
I never heard of it causing that problem. I mean, everybody I talked to never had the problem. Or
mm-hmm.
even on the call, nobody said, you know, that was one of their... It's usually the other way around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting.
Not that you think fiber wouldn't help anyway.
That's right.
I don't know.
I'm a big fiber.
I guess she has problems anyway, so she was taking a normal route. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
that's all right. At least she's trying it again, and she doubled up on her, I guess, the fiber stuff that she's taken, and so far it's working, and I told her to gradually, you know, cut back on that. She don't want to have it. She don't want to depend on all of that, you know?
Right.
But at least she keeps continuing with it, because I gave her a big feel about, you know, you gotta give it a few chance. You can't just say, okay, it doesn't work for 3 days, you know?
Right. Well, sometimes your body goes through an adjustment period for anything that you change in it, you know?
Yep.
That's good.
People give up too soon, you know?
It's that we want an instant mentality, you know, and let things fix right now.
Yesterday,
yeah.
The medication doesn't work that quickly even, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The medication doesn't either, so you get the side effects, you feel crappy, and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because the doctor said you keep taking it, you do, you know, instead of listening.
that's what you did, the right thing for her. You were her. You said, keep on taking it.
I know. I hope she believes me.
Oh, that's good. You know, that's... Go ahead, Marilyn.
I just was going to ask the question. Are you saying calcium carbonate? Is that what you're saying is best or worst? What do you say?
Yeah, calcium carbonate. Not carbonate is not the good one. Citrate is the better one. It's better absorbed by the body.
Well, what if ours is carbonation? I don't know.
Ours has a combination, I think, of the citrate and the, right? Am I correct?
I'm going to have to look here.
I never have thought about it, y'all were saying, and I don't have a bottle here to look. So I guess it's can. I just take that one and don't think anything about it, but I've never had those problems.
Ours calcium as microcrystalline hydroxyapatite and calcium phosphorus as calcium phosphate.
Dr. Mosca said that our calcium had something in it that none of the ones, and that it was better, that ours is better than anything on the market.
Yeah.
I just didn't pay attention to what was in it. I just took it because he said that.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I thought, well, that's one I take, but I do know that I have one person that just is, you know, and body don't say much anymore because it's always, yours costs so much more, you know. And I guess they can get something cheaper, but just the main thing to tell them is not to get the calcium carbonate, right?
Yeah, well, it's the cheapest, you know, it's the cheapest, but it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, the naturopath that I went to, I asked him about it, and he said that the carbonate does not absorb into the body like the citrate does. And you're just wasting your money if you're just getting something with just just the carbonate in it. It's a cheap. It's like the oyster shell. Remember, they had calcium with the oyster shell calcium.
Yeah.
Or what was it called? It was called something else.
That's
it was made out of oyster shells, and that, you know, everybody was on a bandwagon for taking that. But that's not a good thing to have either. So,
well, that's
can't you
animal.
See
it?
Yeah. What is it?
I said that's animal. Oysters are animals.
Well, apparently it's the oyster shell,
yep.
The shell itself.
Well, it said to take plant-based calcium, not animal-based calcium.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yep. I mean, he can, you know, has a good formula, and I do take that, but I have to take extra, so I do get the citrate.
That's very interesting to me. I didn't know there was a difference in the calcium like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read on the bottle, it sounds so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Cut and dry. Well, that's what they want you to feel.
Well, it's interesting with on our Nikon formula that we don't have either one of those.
You don't have the price on there?
Mm-mm. No.
Really?
It says calcium is microcrystalline hydro...
Yeah,
and
but maybe
that's so good.
Hydroxyapatite
and calcium phosphate, and then it has phosphorus as calcium phosphate, and then magnesium as magnesium citrate.
Mm.
And that's got other B12, vitamin DK, and B6, and folic acid, and then it has the proprietary evening blend. I think it's really interesting: the valerian root and lemon balm. And then boron, and then I can't read the other one.
Strontium.
Strontium. Yeah.
Hmm.
I want to go look all these up now, see what that's in there. But anyway, that's where go ahead.
Yeah. So there's a couple of them that does have the citrate in it, though, the boron citrate. And then you have the magnesium as magnesium citrate.
Right.
You know, maybe some of the longer words also include the citrate in it. I don't know. I have to look them up. It's a good idea.
I know it.
I ran into something interesting yesterday. My husband, I had to go into the doctor for just a little spot on my side that I wanted him to check. And my husband was talking to the receptionist when I came back out of the restroom. He was saying that she actually has her vitamins made for her. She has somebody that
you know, checks her body to see what she needs, and they formulate her vitamins to her body.
Mm-hmm. Is that a chiropractor, do you know?
No, this was just a regular doctor's office.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's who she goes to for that?
Oh, no, I don't know who she goes to for that. I didn't talk to her.
Oh. I wonder if it's a chiropractor.
I don't know.
Years ago, we did, my husband and I did hair analysis, and then the vitamins were formulated for what we needed according to those results.
Did you say hair?
Hair analysis, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We had diets formulated by it every day.
Mm-hmm.
It was very intriguing. That's been quite a long time ago, and I guess it takes a couple of months for your hair to reveal, you know, what's actually in your body. They were talking about how your blood changes, changes with what you eat. So it can change on a daily basis. Whereas your hair is more, you know, it reflects more what you've eaten during that month. You know, the month's growth is when you cut your hair to send it in to be analyzed, you had to get way down by the root, you know, and you send in like an inch worth of hair or something. Anyway. The funny things that I've done throughout my life is hilarious. But that's all led me to, you know, wanting to understand how our body functions and the best things to do for our body.
At hair analysis, someone suggested that I do it for my husband. That, and you have to, what you said, and it's down at the bottom of the neck is the best
spot.
And I haven't done it yet, but they've said that sometimes they find what's missing with the Alzheimer's. I've meant to do it, but I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you reminded me of it. Thank you.
There you go. Well, good. Anybody else have any comments, questions about anything?
This is Mary Lynn again. I had that done a long time ago, too, and they were just shocked at how well my body was, you know. They thought it would be a lot more, but I haven't heard of anybody doing that or anything anywhere around the area in a long time. Have you heard of people still doing it?
I'm not sure. We had in Phoenix, Arizona, we had a lab there that made the vitamins and stuff. But we actually sent in the hair analysis. I don't know if I may have some information at home when I get back to Phoenix.
I have the name of a study in Oklahoma that actually became a distributor and didn't buy a thing.
So once the hair is cut, there's no more nutrient going into it, and it's pretty dead. They can still do it after that. I just thought of that.
Right. They said that the best thing was down to beneath. But I do have the name of somebody. I'll try and get in touch with them if anybody wants it.
Cool. Well, you know, with our Nikan supplements, I just have such confidence in our company and the forward thinking that they have. I love the fact that we have a one-stop shop, so to speak, of health technologies, you know, that we can use. And that's when I first got involved with Nikan, too. I was taking prescribed nutritional supplements and by a doctor friend of mine. And when I made the switch, I waited for 6 months before I actually told her what I was doing and came in for my blood work, and she was really pleased. She said, "What are you doing?" And I showed her. So I thought, well, that's cool. That's good enough for me. And then topping that with eating in the best way that we know how to eat, you know, getting our vegetables and fruits and grains and all of that, too.
Well, just as stress and negative events impact our lives, so does doing good things for us, ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Okay, here's the thing about peaches. If you have too many peaches,
then you're really peachy.
Then
you're really peachy.
I'm peachy. It says peach season is short and fruit doesn't keep long. All the more reason to try these quick recipes. And one of them I saw here sounded good. It's a peach parfait.
Mm-hmm.
Layer layer sliced peaches with strawberry and lemon yogurts in tall glasses. You could use it if you like the soy yogurt. Alternating yogurts between peach layers and sprinkle with cookie crumbs like ginger snaps or shortbread, and then serve that.
I think people actually put sliced peaches on the grill.
That sounds great.
I think you can do that, yeah.
I have heard that. I haven't tried it, have you?
No, we picked up some Ohio-grown peaches on Saturday when we were out of town that are really good.
Mm. I just popped the extras in the freezer.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Always take them out and thaw them slightly, and the skin just slips right off, and then you can slice them up and eat them.
Eat them raw?
Relative.
Yeah, I just...
Really? And they taste okay?
Yeah, well, they taste, you know, like frozen peaches.
Okay. And what
here's
if you did your mangoes, by the way, Onita?
What?
When you froze your mangoes.
Yeah.
What did you... You took them off, you sliced them off the pit and then froze them, and then what have you used them for?
I haven't at this point. I've got this recipe for mango ice cream, but I haven't made it yet.
So you're going to send it down once you try it?
Yeah.
Because I have a bunch of mangoes, and I keep thinking that that's what I should do before they go really bad.
Okay.
Here's one for peach ice cream, too, that you freeze them. Well, 4 cups of sliced fresh peaches, and then a cup of vanilla soy milk, 3/4 of a cup of packed light brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, vanilla extract, and salt, and then... it says if you're using fresh peaches, to spread the slices in a baking dish and freeze for 4 hours or until firm, and then you put everything in the food processor.
Oh, really? You don't even need an ice cream thing?
No. And blend until smooth, then you can serve it immediately, or you can freeze it for 30 minutes for a firmer texture.
So it's almost like a...
Sounds good.
Frosty or something.
Yeah, it would be a... Well, since the peaches are frozen, you're not putting any ice in there.
Right. Why don't you read that slowly for me?
1 cup. Yeah, let me get it. Yeah. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
4 cups of sliced fresh peaches, or it says you can use frozen peaches to 1 pound of frozen peach slices. 1 cup of vanilla soy milk. 3/4 cup packed light brown sugar.
Wonder if we can kind of use part of that with some stevia.
Yeah, I would play around with that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sweet, so.
Pardon? Yeah.
I just said it probably is plenty sweet.
Yeah, I would try it without the sugar at all.
Okay.
Just maybe a squeeze of honey or, not honey, but a squeeze of like agave or a,
uh-huh,
something, or a little bit of stevia if you wanted to add it to it.
Yeah, I'd
two tablespoons of...
Sweet the peaches were, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Two tablespoons of what?
2 tablespoons of lemon juice. That's probably going to keep it from turning brown or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Mm-hmm.
And 1/2 teaspoon of salt.
Forget that. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's it.
If
it's fresh peaches, slice them and spread them in a baking dish and freeze them for 4 hours or until firm.
So you spread one layer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pull this mango one here, too.
Wait a minute. Okay, why don't we let Jeannie finish, and then you can give me that, please. Go ahead.
And then put the peaches and the remaining ingredients in a food processor, blend it until smooth.
In a food processor, not a blender.
Yeah. Interesting. Well?
I think the mango one was sent down, because I have that either Char sent... I think, too, that must have been sent by somebody online.
I have it in my recipe file if you've taken those ones and made copies of them as they come out.
Yeah.
I'll have to look then. So, wait, 1 second. Jeannie, with this, if you're not going to use it, all you can put it in the freezer and then pop.
Yeah. It says serve immediately or freeze 30 minutes for firmer texture. I find that when I freeze those, even the mango ones, when I freeze them, if you take them and set them out on the counter,
mm-hmm,
like, you know, 15 minutes before you serve them, and that softens them up real good.
Mm-hmm. This sounds fresh.
Crush them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good idea. So it's only 1 pound of frozen peaches or 4 cups of slice. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, you could probably use nectarines, too.
Yes, you could, or any other.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just about any of the other.
Okay. Too. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Onita, about the mangoes?
Just that I got that recipe out, if you wanted to. That I think it came down line from somebody on the call, so.
It might have been from me.
That could be.
I think I took a bag of frozen.
Yeah, that's what it says, so.
Yeah, and you put soy milk or something. Tofu, that's the tofu in it?
I have a package of silk and soft tofu and a tablespoon of agave nectar.
Yeah.
And that was all there was to it.
Anita, do you have it on your email?
Well, I can put it on there. It wouldn't take much to put it in there, so.
You want to send it to me, please?
Sure. I can.
I don't remember seeing that one. Thank you.
Well, great.
Those would be nice things to serve for dessert to a fan, to, you know, people.
Oh, definitely.
Other than eating the whole thing ourselves.
Which would be okay, too. As long as they didn't know about it. Oh, no.
If instead of using the vanilla soy milk, you could use, like, I stopped buying soy milk from Marty, and now he's using the almond milk. I wonder if it would matter. It would just be a little bit different taste.
I would certainly use almond or rice or any of those that you wanted.
Yeah, okay.
It might affect the texture a little bit, but probably not.
Okay.
I didn't think so. I think it should be just fine, because I use almond milk for almost everything. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I don't like the OD on soy.
Yeah, me too. I want that too.
Sounds good. Thank you.
A little bit of everything. Cool. Well, anybody else have any questions or comments before we sign off? I've got to get ready for the fair here.
You have a busy 10 days ahead of you.
Yeah. We're finishing up last minute set of details today. It opens tomorrow. So.
And it's all outside, whether it's rain or shine, right?
No, I'm in a building.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Ricky's outside, but it's all under tents and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, so. It should be fun. Actually, the weather's going to clear up, and it's going to be a beautiful week. It's usually very, very nice here. I can remember washout days when we had lots of rain before in the years past. It's my 18th year to come here, I figured out.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, holy moly.
You were a mere child when you started.
Just a babe.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
I need to know, I've tried to search Nick's website for multiple sclerosis, MS, and I got over in Dennis's, and they just say for testimonials that I think it's coming soon, but it wasn't there. Do you know where else I might go? I'm into the hurting. I went through theirs and found some stuff about the things about magnets and what all they could do. But do you know of any other source I could go to? I'm going to see a lady this weekend, and she has MS, and she's considering. You know,
I would go on the. Do you have the Wellness Resource CD?
Yes, I do, but it's so lengthy. I have a hard time finding it. But maybe I can. I'll go back in there.
That's right.
Did you look at Focus on Growth list of CDs?
I can.
All different subjects.
Okay, I'll do that.
Wasn't there something within the past couple of months?
I thought we had something that came across. That's why I was asking, but my filing system's not the best, I guess, here.
Within the past couple of months, I remember hearing something about MS.
Doesn't Brad have something on growing in wellness? Some of the CDs, I don't know if it's Vance's or somebody else's that he's done interviews with.
Okay. Mary Lou, what is your phone number in case I run across something?
Hey, it's 325-235-2464.
Are you looking for I'm
sorry. That's right. 325-235-2464. Okay.
2464.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Go ahead, Dottie.
Are you looking for products to use on somebody with MS or?
Yes, it's
like a mobile.
She's kind of open now to it. I'd run across some printout things that I did on MS and looked at stuff, but now she wants to meet with me and learn more about it. So that's why I was thinking of some
right.
But what are you looking for? Are you looking for information on it or
what?
I mean,
the reason why I'm asking is that I have a friend that has MS, wheelchair bound, and the thing that really helped him a lot was the sleep system and the quilt, because people with MS really don't like anything heavy on their bodies when they're sleeping. And he used to, and just to keep himself warm, he used to have to pile blankets on top of him, and he used to hate that. And the quilt really helped him a lot. He just loved that. And then the sleep system itself, too, did very well. And he was on the water, and that helped. And then he had his car seat on in his wheelchair, and the mag steps in his feet. And even going through physical therapy, he did really well with all the products. They could see the difference.
Okay, that's what I'm kind of needing, something to kind of tell her. She's kind of open because she said she's been hearing that magnets would help.
Yeah.
That's great.
The sleep system was the clincher for him, because he bought little things here and there, and but the minute he got that sleep system with the quilt and everything, it really made a big difference in his progress. I mean, he hasn't gotten any worse, let's put it that way. He's done very well.
Okay, because this lady's still trying to work and everything, but I know she's having a harder time.
Yeah. You have an email, Mary Lou, too?
Yes, it's mlrm77@sbcglobal.net.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd go on Dr. McDougall's website and check the hot topics on EMS, too.
Okay, that's what I needed from y'all. Thank you so much.
Good.
On his hot topics, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great, good suggestion, too, Brenda. Well, thanks, everybody, for your participation, and what a good call. All you guys are... fun talking with you every day like this, so go ahead.
Before we sign off real quick, when we were talking about calcium, and we were also talking about this doctor that Oprah has on sometimes, Christine Northrup, The Wisdom of Menopause,
mm-hmm.
I opened my book, looked at the concordance on calcium. She has some good stuff on calcium in there if anyone has that book.
Okay, good. Which book is it?
Oh, it's a great book. Christine Northrup, The Wisdom of Menopause.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Brenda.
You're welcome. Yeah, look up the... One quick thing that she did say about the unbalanced calcium intake can block the uptake of magnesium. Decrease iron absorption, interfere with vitamin K. She's talking about people using Tums.
Did you say decrease iron absorption?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Having too much.
Mm-hmm.
By taking the bad stuff, the calcium and acids and calcium carbonate.
Because a lot of people say Tums. Mm-hmm.
And a disorder known as milk alkali syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So...
good to know. A lot of doctors tell that they
a 1-to-1 or a 2-to-1 calcium to magnesium. And I looked on our calcium. It has 600 milligrams of calcium and 100 milligrams of magnesium. I don't know where we get the rest of the magnesium. But maybe vegetables have a lot. That's something I'd like to know.
Magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Where the magnesium comes from.
The minerals, that's got it, yeah.
There's 2 milligrams in our multi, in our packets. And it says it's 100% of daily value. Oh, wait, that's manganese, I'm sorry.
Well, there's 200 milligrams of magnesium.
And right, 200, which is 50%, they say, yeah.
Yeah.
In the daily?
Mm-hmm, the packets.
100, okay.
So we might need some more, or we might be getting it from food.
That's what I'm thinking, is that
yeah.
eating the way that we are.
Mm-hmm. We'll be eating a lot. Okay, well, take a look at that.
We'll take a peek, okay. yeah. That'd be a good conversation, a good topic
mm-hmm.
to look at too. Cool, thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Very good, and sign off.
Thanks, Jeannie. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend. Hey, enjoy the quarterly this weekend, too. That should be really awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jeannie, thanks.
Thank you.